This is Friday, April 19th. Do you own any pets? Sandy and I have a beautiful golden doodle named Bailey. She's 80 pounds and she's full of life. And it seems a bit silly now, but we got Bailey just as Nathan, our youngest, was headed off to college. You'd think we'd avoid what would keep us anchored to home, but no, we brought home Bailey. Perhaps you've heard the story of Benjamin Mee, that's his name, and his family. He moved into his family into a 13-bedroom, 30-acre farm and house in 2005. And what I didn't tell you was that on the property there were lions, tigers, bears, wolves, flamingos, among many other animals. They'd heard that the property was for sale, and they came to see it. They didn't realize at the time that if the property wasn't bought by someone who would take care of the animals, most of them were slated to be destroyed. They didn't visit the property to buy it, but they ended up doing just that. Perhaps you have seen the movie that tells their story entitled, We Bought a Zoo. Now, as we get deeper into Psalm 100, we find how the Lord cared for his people, how he tended them in the wilderness. Here's Psalm 100, verse 1 to 3. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Now, the metaphor that this song picks up for the people of God is sheep. Why sheep? Well, first, this was the experience of the patriarchs. I think of Jacob and his family. They were sheep herders, and they knew the way of the wilderness. And as Jacob tended his sheep, he realized the kind of care, protection, and provision they needed, and that sheep are quite vulnerable. Predators have a pretty easy job of taking sheep. They have no protection of their own. They are also unable to plan for their own resources, for water and food. Shepherds must plan ahead to make sure their flocks have good pasture land and ample water. And sheep also need shearing. Their woolen coats can become so heavy that they will overheat in the summer. And too much wool can make a lamb become sick. Between food and protection and shelter and hygiene, there's so much more that has to be done to take care of sheep. Now, this is what Jacob would see as he tended sheep. He saw that the Lord was providing for him. And even more so when Israel, as a nation, was in the wilderness, they looked like an immense flock. And there they needed everything to be provided for them. And the Lord, well, he did just that. Israel became the sheep of the Lord's pasture. But is this the way we see the Lord in our lives? Or do we assume that we take care of ourselves? Have you taken the time to recount the protection and provision of God through the years in your life? Or do we attribute it all to ourselves and to self-care? Now, I loved that movie, We Bought a Zoo. It turns out that after the family took on the zoo, they had a lot to learn. It would take a lot of work to support those animals. And also, to bring in visitors to financially be able to provide for those animals. Mr. Mee explains a huge mistake they made one day. Someone they had hired them to help take care of the animals made an error and let the jaguar out down this path that they were standing on. And this jaguar came out of the gate and ran down the path and luckily jumped across the moat into a tiger enclosure. This jaguar wanted to fight the tigers. He had been watching them for years. But when he got close up to the tigers, he figured out that they were so much bigger than he was, and he slowed right down. To his credit, he carried on with his mission. There was a bit of a scuffle, but amazingly, no animal or human was injured in the whole process. And they did get him back to the safety of his cage. But that was only the beginning. They learned how difficult it was to be responsible for the well-being of so many animals. Practically, financially, you get the idea. God tends and cares for his people day in and day out. Our world was designed by God for us to inhabit, but it also requires Him to care for us. And this is the mentality the people of God learned. Now, of course, it didn't mean that they didn't have to work each day. They did, and we do too. But it meant that they knew that they were not alone and that God was watching over them. He was tending them as a shepherd tends sheep. And He made them His personal possession. Now, I think of all of us must discover this truth as Jacob did and as King David did after him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not live in want. And this is worship, realizing the relationship we have with God and rejoicing in His care for us. Now, as you look back on your life, when have you seen the Lord's faithful hand of protection? How have you seen the Lord's abundant provision? And how have you discerned the Lord's presence? Having the Lord as our shepherd gives us a sense of security and safety, and that we were meant to rest in each day. Let's pray. Great Shepherd of the sheep, forgive us for thinking that we're the ones who take care of ourselves and everything. Remind us of Your loving presence today, that You care for us and provide for us. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.